Now, Evangelist Winston Tye.
Thank you. I would like to read from the Word of God at Acts 20, verses 22 through 27. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Ghost witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy, and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus, to testify the gospel of the grace of God. And now, behold, I know that ye all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. Wherefore I take you to record this day, that I am pure from the blood of all men, for I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Paul said that bonds and afflictions abide me. Grievous distress, calamity, and trouble will not be a deterrent. Paul knew all about a lockup. None of these things moved him. He was determined to finish his course with joy, and the ministry which he had received from the Lord Jesus, to testify the gospel of the grace of God. He had a propensity for doing the work assigned to him. To preach the gospel extensively and effectively was dominant in his thinking. We are capable of doing the work God has assigned to us. We are capable because we are responsible, and the work is always reasonable. Politics will move a man. Sometimes a man is driven to extremes because of political advantage. Ambition will move a man. It will move him quickly, and there are times when the move is disastrous. Public opinion is studied, appraised, and is a determining factor in the movements of men. The gospel of Christ moves men. It is God's power to save all of us, Romans 1:16. When it is believed and obeyed, it always leads or moves men in the right direction. It leads home. The man who believes and obeys the gospel is wonderfully aware that this world is not his home anymore. It is time for us to consider the things that move Paul. To read the New Testament is to be terribly conscious that Paul was a man on the move. God loved Paul, and Christ loved Paul. Listen now to a statement in the Ephesian letter. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in kindness toward us through Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2, 4 and 7. In this context, we see that God loved Paul with a great love when, with the people at Ephesus, he had been quickened. He was made alive through Jesus Christ. He was in Christ. He was in Christ because he had been baptized into Christ. Galatians 3:26-27. The man doesn't live who can successfully deny that Paul was baptized? Who can deny that Paul called upon the name of the Lord in obedience to the gospel of Christ? Acts 22:16. The love that Paul had for God and the love he had for Christ was a motivating factor in compelling him to preach as never man preached. We fail to believe, and we fail to obey, because the love of God is not in us. This was the basic fault of the Jews. Jesus said, "But I know you, that ye have not the love of God in you." John 5:42. My friend, if the love of God is not in you, you will never move to follow the Lord. If we love the Lord, it is obvious that we will seek the Word of God, retain the Word of God, and recognize that His Word is authoritative. Knowing that divine help was near moved Paul. It should move all of us. The statement from God our Father appears in all of his letters. Paul, in his great sermon on Mars Hill, said, "God is not far from every one of us." Acts 17:27. We do not always act on the premise of faith. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we think or ask, according to the power that worketh in us. Ephesians 3:20. When we believe and obey the gospel, the Lord adds us to the church. It is in the church that we worship and serve God. A sense of gratitude prompted Paul to move. You know, and I know, that too many of us take God for granted. Paul was not an ingrate. He told the young evangelist Timothy that he was thankful to God. He said, "I thank God, whom I serve for my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers night and day." 2 Timothy 1:3. The grace of God, the goodness of God, love of God, and our sufficiency is of God are statements reminding us that God has not been unmindful of our needs and that He has blessed us in so many ways. A professor of philosophy was lecturing his students on the subject, Response to Goodness. He said, "An ingrate is a warden in the asylum of ignorance." Too many of us are wandering in the darkness of ignorance. The desire to complete his task moved Paul. He wanted to finish his course with joy. Paul knew the finish line as well as the initiative. He declared, "But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak, not as pleasing men, but God which trieth our hearts." 1 Thessalonians 2:4. First on his list of priorities was a burning desire to please God. He wanted to be like Jesus. Jesus said, "I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do." John 17:4. My friend, heed the warning. Build your house on the Word of God. Hear and do. This is the only way you can live in Him and for Him. In 1912, the finest and safest vessel that had ever been built, the unsinkable Titanic, struck an iceberg and sank with nearly everybody on board. The staggering fact, an editorial commented, is not that the ship went down, but that she went down after 15 hours of radio warnings. Her engines at full speed, her band play, her passengers dancing, and apparently nobody caring that there was ice ahead. What about contemporary America? Warnings everywhere, engines at full speed, bands playing, passengers dancing, and nobody caring that Judgment Day is coming. The warning is, the wages of sin is death. Heed the warning. God bless you, my friend.